What's so great about?
Hello, and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast. That, if you got those Q's, we got those A's. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, and you, Terry?
I too am well.
Great to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What was that opening salvo in reference to?
Well, it's the fact that it's our bi-monthly, bi-six-weekly Q&A episode. We're going to try and make it a more regularly scheduled episode.
Mm.
You know, it's nice. We enjoy doing them.
We got some great questions.
Yeah. So, questions so good, they almost killed them.
That's what I get for trying Monster again for the first time in months. Excuse me.
Podcast is fucked.
All right, I'm fine.
We'll get into those Q&As a little bit later. But before we do, how have you been, bud?
I've been very well. Busy, but that's boring. I tell you, my love for a certain actor is growing by the day.
Who?
Mr. Timothy Chalamet.
Now, I want to talk about Timothy Chalamet.
Please.
You're going to talk about SAG?
I liked his speech.
Yeah. I
didn't necessarily care for his outfit.
Fair play to him.
He's a more stylish, attractive man than me.
Leather suit.
Leather and green.
Yeah.
But I like how he was unapologetic in his...
I want to be like MJ.
I want to be the greatest.
Yeah.
And
Tiger Woods.
That,
you know,
tied in with all the other shit that I've seen him on various podcasts and various little bits. Not so much the acting. Haven't seen him in many roles that I've liked.
Well...
Didn't like French... Well, that's a French connection.
French Dispatch.
French
Dispatch. He was good in that, though. He was only in it for a bit. He's good in it.
Do you know, my natural urge is to hear a name like that and to see a face like that and to say, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's the real deal, Andy.
But he seems to be. I like him.
It was my birthday the weekend.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Yeah. I got to go to the cinema a couple of times.
Oh, what a treat.
Got to go on Friday to see Dog Man, the movie.
Oh, okay. Was that good?
Bunny. I had a blast.
Oh, I'd like
to see
that.
Of course I almost cried, you know.
Of course.
If you read the books, there's some stuff in there.
Yeah.
Some father-son
abandonment
stuff.
Abandonment and stuff, yeah, like that.
Poor little Petey.
Yeah.
If you're familiar, if you know, you know.
You know.
Ricky Gervais is in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Playing Flippy.
Which one is that?
The
it
psycho.
Wasn't part of the books.
Yeah, it was. Book two, mate.
Flippy.
Flippy, the psychokinetic fish.
Oh, maybe I don't have that.
And Pete Davidson is Petey the cat.
Yeah, right.
He's good. I had a lot of fun. Maybe it's just because I'm there with Bonnie. And
yeah.
It's the first time in about a year we've gone to the cinema. Because,
nice,
like, a lot of the stuff that's been out, I'm like, I don't really want to bring her to that. Like, I didn't bring her to see Moana 2.
Yeah,
we watched it at home. Glad we watched it at home because it kind of stank.
Did it?
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. And the songs
that's
are dog
shame.
Shit as well. Like,
yeah, I haven't heard one song. Like, at least
that says it all. Like,
at least with Frozen 2, I'd heard the songs way before I saw the movie.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, they've got some new bangers for Frozen 2. Whereas Moana, I haven't heard a fucking peep.
Can I get a chee-hoo?
Oh.
They've like made it his identity.
Big
that Dwayne, like
is that his? Of course it is.
But I went to see a much better. Well, Dogman was good, mm-hmm. but I went to see a fucking great movie on Monday with my dad. We went to see Big Timmy in a complete unknown.
Oh, how is he?
He's fantastic.
I'd say he is.
The movie is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I did not think. I saw the trailer for this and I was like, this looks naff as shit.
Right.
Like, I was like, it's like. Something you need, some of the lines, I was like, I hear Bob's going electric. Like, not on our stage, he's not.
Mm.
And I was like, walk hard. And that's the difficulty with making a musical biopic these days.
Without making it seem walk hard.
Well, walk hard fucking smashed them all to shit and like pissed on their graves.
Wow.
Like, they really, oh no, like, it really like just ripped through every trope.
Yeah.
And it certainly helped with that movie, for me anyway. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious,
But this movie, they kind of do it right by just playing it straight and being earnest, and like,
he seemed to take it very seriously. He was saying he turned his phone off for months while he was making it. Didn't go.
There's footage of him on the Dune 2 set practicing.
Really?
Like, while he was shooting Dune 2, he has the guitar out.
It was a very important role to him.
He sings.
Like, yeah, yeah.
He sings the songs, you can tell.
Oh.
He plays the guitar. Or if he's not, he knows the fingering or whatever like that. Like, because he
the chords.
Yes.
That's what he means.
The chords. But he's really good in it. But I have to... And,
great.
Monica Barbaro, who plays Joan Baez, she's up for Best Supporting Actress. Wowza is what I'll say.
Wow.
She's incredible.
So she's up for Best whatever.
Best Supporting Actress.
Is he up for Best Actor?
He's up for Best. And he hasn't... SAG, the way the Oscars work, each...
A SAG, like the little brother of the Oscars.
Screen Actors Guild. So it's only actors get to vote for these awards.
Right.
So... But the acting contingent of the Oscar of the Academy is quite large. And they've said 14 out of the last 15 that have won SAG
have won
the Oscars. Whereas Adrian Brody has won the BAFTA and he'd won Golden Globe.
Right.
So it's
neck and neck.
Yeah. I hope he wins. Funny thing is, if he wins, he will be replacing Adrian Brody as the youngest ever Best Actor winner.
Huh.
So
Adrian Brody's already won one.
He won it for The Pianist.
Okay, well
yeah. then. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't subscribe to that.
Well, it's just as arbitrary. If they don't give it for that reason, it'll be something else, like
thing,
Will Smith winning for Prince.
There was a thing that came out there, like people who were interviewed, like they didn't release their names, but it was like, oh, I didn't vote for Ralph Fiennes because he's already won, but I voted for Adrian Brody because I think it's probably time for his career. And they're like, Adrian Brody has already won and Ralph Fiennes has never won. They're like, oops. I was like, fuck off, like,
it's just a flawed system.
Completely. Like, why are these people? Give me that guy's vote, like. But
who would you vote for, Slick? And if you had the deciding vote at this year's Oscars.
For Best Actor?
For Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Picture.
Best Picture's Dune 2 for me.
Oh, okay.
That's nominated. Now Challengers is not nominated.
I was gonna say Challengers.
Challengers, if you haven't listened, I released my top 10 last week, Challengers.
Features highly.
Yeah. But Dune 2 is up for Best Picture. It's that'd be like, it's a crime that Denis Villeneuve is not up for Best Director. That's what I'll say. But for Best Actor, I have not seen The Brutalist yet. That's what I was going to go see on Monday, but the times
didn't work out.
It's like 3 hours 40 minutes. Nowhere showing it anymore.
You're better off.
It's on the box. I'll watch it at home.
3 hours 40 is...
I'm excited. No, but I want to go back to I'll probably give it to Timmy.
Best Timmy,
Best Actress. It's tough.
Who immediately comes to mind?
Well, not Carla Sofia Gascon, her of Emilia Perez fame.
Yeah.
I don't think Cynthia Erivo for me. Like
I asked, like I'll know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, a bunch of names I've never heard.
And
Best Picture or Best
Best Actor and Best Picture, I think.
Dune 2 and Big Timmy.
Yeah, that'd be my choice.
Little Timmy, really.
Big Timmy is probably, I hope he wins it.
Mm.
For a complete unknown though, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's not the best performance in it.
Oh.
Edward Norton as Pete Seeger.
Wow.
Incredible. Honestly, I had a fucking huge smile on my face every second he was on screen.
Who was Pete Seeger?
Pete Seeger is the guy that was like the head of the folk movement
before
Dylan. So
okay.
He was like, this land is your land.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Starts off with him and then like he kind of discovers Dylan. It's all from 61 to 65 is the period the movie's about.
Great.
And it's like when Dylan starts becoming big and they're all like, this is everything you dreamed of, Pete.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, it's like such a, you know, big audience, and like the Newport Folk Festival is a big thing in it. So,
right.
But he, I don't know, he's like, hello there, Bob. I'm just going to take that from you now, or, you know, and no, oh, it's a lovely little time to play some music. And like, I just like, every time he's talking, I'm like,
how's this Ed Norton?
Yeah. And then I was thinking back, I'm like, first half of his career is like, I want to be Brando. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then second half, like, if you think, remember
he's
watching...
He's more likable the
nowadays,
second half
yeah,
of
like
career,
Moonrise Kingdom. Remember he's in Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah, he was great.
He's like the scout leader. And I was like,
yeah.
Huh, you know, I don't remember him. Anyway.
He was great in that, yeah.
It was just so fucking good.
And I'm glad to hear that. That's
like 20 songs in it.
Right.
Like, and not full songs, but he's playing them, you know, in the Gaslight or.
And is he trying to do Dylan?
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
He does it well.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Is it as good as, like, your boy Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line, where, like.
I think it's better.
Do you think?
I think it's a better.
Because I was quite taken at the time when Walk the Line, how much his singing voice was so similar.
The thing, the Walk the Line for me, it, where it was really transcendent was when he was on stage and he's kind of like losing his mind,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
playing.
Yeah.
But not so much for the rest of it.
Yeah.
Whereas like in this, he kind of captures like Dylan's like aloof prickness.
Yes.
You know, like there's a lot of that in it. And I'm like, the big part of it is the love triangle between his girlfriend Sylvie and John Baez and him. And there's a point where he just like shows up to like Sylvie's house and he's like, come on, get on. Want to go to Newport with me? And I'm like, don't get on the fucking bike. Like, have some self-respect, Sylvie.
Mm.
But she does it. And it's not, and like, it's not like he's like, oh, I got her under my thumb. He's like, just has, pays no mind. He doesn't think about her.
Yeah.
And he gets on and then like at the festival, him and John Baez are on stage singing It Ain't Me, Babe.
Oh, yeah.
And like she's there and then she realizes, oh, he wrote that song about me.
Yeah.
And like she runs off and he's like, where are you going? Like, what, you know, he just doesn't have it in him to think about other people, or like he can be quite selfish.
Yeah.
And the same can be said of Pete Seeger as well, that they're like trying to use him to, you know, or control him to keep him on brand for folk music when he wants to start going bluesy. But he does it in a much nicer way and he's a bit, little bit more, you know, tap-tappy about it.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Dylan, at that point in his career, they don't show it ever, but, like, I'm assuming he was big into drugs at that point.
I think he was. I think, you know.
They don't apparently ever, there's no, like, they show him smoking rolled cigarettes.
Yeah.
But they show him smoking lots of regular cigarettes. So I'm like, oh, that's a joint? Well, but it's not like, he doesn't pull on it like a joint and it doesn't affect him like it's a joint.
I wonder if that was just the way they were back then.
Or is it just because it's like a, you know, it's a straight down the middle musical biopic.
What is it, like 12s or something?
I think it is. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and people, and it's like to appeal to, you know,
that's a shame,
parents and, no, but it doesn't take away from it. I will say that, like.
Do you know he introduced the Beatles to weed?
Did he?
Yeah, because he thought that the line in I Want to Hold Your Hand, you know, where they're like, I can't hide, I can't hide. He thought they were saying, I get high.
Oh, right.
So he showed up to their hotel with a load of weed. And that was the first time that, they, that they'd smoked it, because he assumed, oh, they smoke weed too. Great. And brought them in. And the rest is history.
I will say.
That's good.
Very, very good.
That is good.
Really, really fun. Like.
Well, it's a good way to spend your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, that was Monday. But yeah. I spent my actual birthday.
How was your birthday? How was the big 3-9?
39. And I'm feeling fine. It was, I spent it at a fucking play zone for kids.
Hey,
you know,
my man.
Ripped my shorts. Chasing after Gus. He was
down
in
the middle.
He was, yeah.
Like crotch
it was
area?
Crotchal area, yeah. And I liked
so
them. They're inappropriate. Like, they're like, well, you're telling me. I was like, what do we do here? Do we get in the car and leave Faye with the kids, drive home, and then come back and change? I decided I'm going to start keeping a spare pair of pants in the just in case.
39. In as soon as you hit 39, you've reached the stage of, I need a spare change of pants.
What happened was, like, Gus is supposed to stay in, there's like two sections. There's the baby section.
Yeah, they never
stay. This is in Rat Drum.
And the older kids never stay out as well.
Yeah, they're always in the
That's
baby section.
Fucking problem as well.
But so he was in there, but he just kept wanting to go in, and like he would go up, like Bonnie is fine to go up and stuff, but he would go up the, and we're like, one of us should really go up to the second level or third level with him, make sure he's okay. And I was doing that and I was kind of chasing after him and I was reaching for him and I heard like a little, and I was like,
oh boy.
Okay. And then it just kept going as I was moving out, and I was just like saying to Faye, like, I'm after fucking ripping my shorts, like through the crotch. You know, fucking SpongeBob here, like.
Except I ripped my pants. How come you're wearing shorts on a Monday?
On a Sunday. Saturday, because
it was
nice.
Sunny. It was sunny.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Shorts and a shirt and a t-shirt.
Nice. Good
casual.
Combo.
Casual.
I was actually at the beach on Saturday.
Nice.
First time.
We should go to the beach. You and the fams.
Yeah. And it was one of the first times we've gone in, I think, even years. We used to go after work and school like every day, and it was great.
Two just kids will hour. Do that to you.
Yeah. But we actually went, because last time I went to the beach, Milo was terrified of the sea and didn't want to get down, was hanging on to Kerry. Mm. Whereas now, it was one of those days where it had gone mad flat leading up to the water. And so when the waves came in, they came right in like real fast and for ages. Do you know that sort of way? So it was like every 2 minutes, you're like, get the hell out of here. You know? So it was kind of fun like that. Everyone just got soaked and Milo got soaked and everyone. But
was it not cold?
It was cold, but actually, it wasn't too bad. But we had the dog there, so he's chucking the ball. We're chucking the ball for him. It was good.
An Arklow, or did you go to British?
Yeah, just an Arklow, yeah. And do you know, every time I go to the beach, like, barring this time, because I was excited to go, but previously I'd always be like, I don't know. And then every time we go, I'd be like, that was great, wasn't it? No, we should do that all the time. No, that was great. It's a recentering, I would say. It was very good. Taking advantage of that 1 hour of sunshine.
Sea air. You know, it does the world a good to you.
Who are you telling, eh?
You.
Now, Terry, I'm conscious that we have a lot of questions, and I've also got a banger for you to listen to.
Oh, yeah, I listened to the banger this week.
Can we talk about it?
Just before we go. Do.
Is this not a movie?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah, because we wanted...
Fuck!
You wanted to talk about this. You sent me the link of the big news out of... Going back to Dwayne The Rock Johnson... He's going to be in the new Martin Scorsese movie.
Yes. Huh?
Now, I will say, take this with a pinch of salt, Andy.
What do you mean?
Because Martin Scorsese has been attached to like 5 movies last couple of years.
So he's not, no way he's making all of them.
No.
Before he dies.
Yeah, I mean, he's 82.
Yeah, wow.
So that's why I was like, Killers of the Flower Moon could be his last ever movie. Good way to go out.
But at least, you know what, at least he's... planning to work.
Yeah, I mean,
to do his thing, you know.
But I'm kind of like, don't waste a fucking shot on The Rock. Like,
you think that should be his fifth movie that he does?
Yeah, put that to the back. He's got 5 DiCaprio movies lined up, and like, put the one with The Rock last.
At least, I mean, look, with DiCaprio and Scorsese, I'm in. Just take my money, whatever you're doing, I'm in.
Tell you, DiCaprio, right? Got PTA this year. He's starting filming in the summer. He's doing a movie, an Evel Knievel biopic with Damien Chazelle, my boy, who did La La Land.
Many boys.
Yeah. My boys.
On your roster.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's got like 2 more Scorsese ones lined up.
Great.
Yeah, apart from The Rock one.
Well, I mean, The Rock one is like, I'm like, okay, how are they going to shoehorn The Rock into this mafia style
It's
movie?
Hawaiian.
He's like a Hawaiian mob boss or something like that.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, like, you know.
But it's, you know, I think Netflix are looking to buy it. It has like, so I don't know if it's like they buy it and then Scorsese is like, my work here is done. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm a producer on it.
My planet needs me.
De Niro needs me.
I wonder, wonder, like, could The Rock pull it off?
He is doing this kind of career reset.
Yeah, it is,
because he's
doing
that movie, the Mark Kerr movie. The UFC fighter, Mark Kerr. Way back when. It's called The Smashing Machine. And it's like one of the Safdie brothers making it. So he's doesn't look like him, but he's wearing prosthetics. So
okay.
Doesn't look like The Rock either. So
I'm kind of glad to see him.
But I don't know if he has it.
Because you know what? Like, we were having a movie night the other night and we watched again Jumanji 2. I wasn't gonna fight it. I wanted to watch Jurassic Park.
Who's that?
Oh, my God. And it's not... It's bad enough. Okay, Jumanji 1 is actually good because you have The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black kind of doing themselves. But this one... I know we've gone over it before, but just... It's The Rock doing Danny DeVito for an hour and a half. And then
is that long in the film? Like,
yeah, and then there's a bit of a change up the last half hour. But like... A bunch of ostriches running at him. It's like, we gotta get out of here. You know? And it's just like, there's so many times where I'm like, if that was just clipped and put on Twitter or something, like, you know what I mean? It would just, it's so... And what's your one's name? Awkwafina or something like that? She switches to Danny DeVito's character and does a far better Danny DeVito.
Well, she
does
sounds,
the walk and everything.
She
like,
sounds like Danny DeVito normally.
It's
she smells like she smokes 100 Marlboro Red a day.
It's striking how bad The Rock is in comparison. But you know what? I'm happy to see what he's doing next.
Did you see like he's back on the road to WrestleMania?
I just saw the little 10-second clip of telling Cody he's coming for his soul. Even though he was bigging him up the last time when he was
bigging himself up this time as well.
Was he?
And then it was like,
shut up, Rock.
Going on a bit. It was so all over the place.
Was it?
It was like, because he was like, oh, New Orleans, great city, WrestleMania is coming here. And he's like, then he like starts calling them all like ignorant, you know, SO. Like he's flip-flopping on the crowd and then flip-flopping with Cody Rhodes. And I was just like, oh, get him off. Like,
I think that's on purpose. Like,
no, I think he's just like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then he got out there and he was kind of like,
just like, I don't need my notes for my promo on my wrist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the promo, try and keep up.
Oh, yeah,
let this guy cook.
Ruthless.
But it was just, I was like, and look, so it looks like he's going to be a part of WrestleMania, whether or not wrestling or anything like that.
Well, you know? It probably will sell more to having him involved. But he's kind of running the well dry a little bit, isn't he? Like
WWE are, in general, I think.
They are, and I think he is, because I think he is now on a stage, every time he'd come back to WWE, it's like, I'm doing you guys a favor for all you've done for me. And even though he did loads for them on the come up and all that, but it's like, okay, I know that if I'm involved, we're going to make money, whatever. Whereas now, it's kind of like he needs them a little bit more than he used to. Like, this final boss character that went down so well last year, I think, did quite well for him.
Yeah.
You know, it got a lot of people talking. It had a lot of, you know...
Well, considering...
Like, is this real? Is it not real? Oh, the cameras went off and he's still in character. Oh,
at
you know.
At the time it was coming out, the buzz around his movie that came out this year and stank up the place, Red One, the Christmas movie that he did. But at the time last year, it was like, The Rock was like, always late to set, and he was peeing in water bottles, and you know, they cut all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it was like to save time because he was so behind.
Oh.
And it was like you couldn't talk. Like the movie went over budget. It was, you know, all this stuff about his production companies as well. It was like his brother-in-law.
Not Seven Books production.
Different one, a subset of that maybe. It was like his brother-in-law was running it really terribly.
Right.
It was all this like weird stuff that it was like really bad press, and then he came back to WWE. And he was doing this thing, and people kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, we know the terrible movie is coming down the pike. But, you know, he's doing other stuff now. So maybe, you know, he's trying to deflect. And it, to a large extent, it has worked. Because even with Moana 2 getting terrible reviews, it still made like $1 billion.
Did it?
Made a fucking metric shit ton.
That kind of crept in and out for me. Like, I expected... 6 month build up of like, I can't believe my wife. I was like, oh, it's been out. It's gone.
The marketing they did for it was very clever. In that, when you turned on Disney Plus,
right,
Moana 2 was on the banner. Coming soon, Moana 2.
Oh.
Catch up with it. Watch Moana or whatever like that. So it was like kids are like, look, Moana 2 is on the TV. Well, I have to bring the kids to see Moana 2 when it comes out. You know, it's going. And then they're kind of like, is this the future of our marketing tactics? You know?
It's like Krusty. It's like, tell your parents. You know, that's pretty much what it was like. Actually, so dead serious about going to Itchy's.
So like that made a shit ton of money, but like they were like, it stinks. You know what I mean? So it's like,
now they're doing a live action version as well.
He looks. Did you see the pictures of him on set? He looks terrible. He's a big like crappy fake wig on. I'm like, you're too old.
He's actually just
too old, man.
And I love him. You know, I love big, smiley, happy American men, but.
Sure, that's him. Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
Quickly, we'll just take a trip into politics corner. Remember we were talking about it?
The what?
How the world. I sent you the documents that the KGB, the ex head of the KGB, released about how Trump might possibly be like a sleeper agent for Russia.
Yeah.
His code name Krasnov.
I mean,
what's going on in the world?
I believe it. I seen a thing today, even where he's talking about
the gold card,
$5 million.
Got a spare $5 million.
He's gonna turn Palestine into the fucking, what was the word?
The Riviera
of the Middle East. I mean, how is it like? But you know what the weird thing for me is that, like, and especially in America, is everyone just seems to be kind of going, oh yeah.
I don't think so this time.
Really?
Because it's like,
I don't hear a lot of like, this is absolutely outrageous. This is insane.
A lot of people like, how we've all lost our jobs. I voted for him. This is not what I voted for. And
I feel like there was more of a backlash on his first round. of terror. His first reign of terror.
I think from the everyday person, it's more
right
this time around. Then
it's just literally. I mean, if he gave no fucks the first time, he's completely.
Like Musk said, is just like keys to the kingdom, you know.
I mean, genuinely, he drives me mental.
He's
Musk. What a fucking loser!
I don't know if you saw him, like, obviously high on something, like shades on. He's like, I have become meme. Everybody's like,
do you know?
It's just like, it's just what a joke the country has become.
And do you know what's annoying? Like when I'm talking about, if it comes up at home, Kerry's not online or whatever.
She's so better off. Yeah. I'm too online.
Oh yeah, but she views kind of Elon Musk as like kind of similar-ish to me. But she's kind of, I feel like whenever we talk about, if he comes up, she's more on the defense of him, and I'm like, no. And I'm like,
you don't know
what drives him. You don't know what a weird fucking loser he is. He's driven by pure insecurity and
money.
Yeah, like he's not a good person.
Yeah, and you know what's worse though, Zell? You have somebody like fucking Joe Rogan with his massive platform. And he's like, the people are saying that he's gonna take his money. Like, he's a billionaire. Why would he want your money? He has his own money. Like, so are you thick?
Don't all?
Yeah, like no, just, I have. Yeah, I have enough money.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Like,
I just, you know,
you're fucking. Anyway, it's better off. I just thought that was like, it's could be complete crackpot conspiracy theory.
Like him being a KGB spy. Yeah.
But then I'm like,
20 years ago, I'd have said, "Fuck off, no chance." Nowadays, it's like, yeah, possibly. Yeah,
I mean,
and even if it came out, here's the worst thing: even if it came out that he is, everyone would be like, oh, what's he like, huh?
That was a mistake, wasn't
aliens,
it?
Aliens. By the way, there's proof of aliens there. Anyone? No?
Like, we just looking at that Pentagon. Orange guy over there. Yeah. Like.
Hi. The Pentagon literally confirmed that there are aliens and they found spacecraft and they found aliens.
Light speed travel, anyone?
Everyone. And everyone's just like, here, check out this TikTok.
Yeah, that's like, it. Like,
you know what I mean? Oh. Like, why aren't there upturned cars and riots in the streets when it comes to this fucking news? Anyway,
civil war is coming for those guys.
Let's take ourselves back to a simpler time,
please.
With bangers for Terry. Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me?
So, you gave me a song.
Uh-huh.
And I recognised the name from my old Jackass.
That's right. That's thing. Why I picked it. So, it's CKY.
Now,
Can't Kill Yourself for those.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. You said this to me was new metal?
I was putting a square peg in a round hole a bit there. First of all, I said rap metal on the Patreon, got the most votes. And quickly realised, do you know what? That was when I realised, like I was saying last week, I'm like, my heart's not in rap metal. I hope they'd pick something else.
Limp Bizkit.
Like, why don't I just pick? Yeah, but I know you like that. So I'm like, I want to just force this one thing. I was looking through Limp Bizkit songs. I went through rap metal and new metal on Spotify and I was like, no, I don't think, like, you know, I could play him this, but I don't really feel anything about it.
Mm.
But the one that I sent you, I do feel something.
Oh, it does
for.
Say Camp Kill Yourself on the, on the picture you sent.
So, Bam Margera's brother is the drummer for CKY.
Is that what it is? Because I remember he used to always have the t-shirts or whatever.
That's the connection.
But, skate gear.
What's the name of the song I sent you?
Disengage the Simulator.
All right. Now, first of all, I'll play a little bit, you tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you why I picked it, okay? With the air that's in my mind and in my soul, I'm driving blind. I got a picture in the box and it brings me to where I am. Yet the eyes of all are fixed on you, not me. For driving blind, and the first time will be the last time that you believe. Okay, what did you? Well, first of all, had you heard it before?
No, I had not. I'd never heard it before.
Okay, what you think then?
I dug it.
Yeah.
The problem that I am continuously running into with these songs you
don't
send
know what
me. Yes. I had no idea what he's saying. I'm like,
do you know what? It
straining my neck. I'm like, what's that not going to do? And it's in a headphone. Like, I'm like, I feel myself being like,
Do you know?
And like, even turning up, I'm like, didn't catch that word.
There's lyrics on Spotify.
But I'm listening to it in the office or on the go or whatever like that. Like,
yeah,
so,
on the go. If you're on the train.
No, I'm walking. So I'm not going to have my head in my phone looking at. It's just hard. You know?
Okay, well, fair enough. But you know what? The lyrics aren't even that important.
Yeah, I was hoping that.
Yeah, because the reason why I like it, right? And I'm just, I feel like that's played on like the any jackass like end of movie or end of an episode. I feel like that song has been played. I feel like that song has been played quite a lot. And when I hear that song now, it's one of those songs that actually makes me emotional when I hear it. That it kind of like, it just takes me back to like Jackass days. And I don't know whether it's Bam's individual CKY videos, as an aside to Jackass, which featured a lot more CKY music, surprisingly. But like, I'm pretty sure that song was used at the end of one of their movies, or, you know, when they're like, either...
Definitely
like,
not two.
Possibly one, or possibly the end of... An episode on the TV show, but it just whatever reason, like, remember you were saying about when you went to see Jackass
forever, great fucking experience,
and you had a similar thing where you're just like, oh man, you know, like,
it was, but it was post COVID and we were all in the cinema, and we were all fucking laughing our heads off,
and it had that nostalgic factor, and like, there's certain songs, like when that song comes on, I'm kind of like, it kind of, there's certain songs that make me go ooh, and then there's certain songs that kind of make me go you know what I mean? And that's, even though it's like a metal song from a band called Camp Kill Yourself, there's something very soothing about it to me.
Lovely melody, I think. The voice, garbled as it was, suited the music.
It's not like, whoa, no, blah, 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 blah,
that works sometimes for me, like Duhas. You know,
the biggest success story musically of this podcast.
Incredible, Andy.
Fucking, it's techno, it's metal, it's fucking.
But then the next song that played actually was kind of like that, like a bit.
What was the next one?
I don't know.
Just Escape to Hellview, 96 White Bitter Beings. You know that's them. Down 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 down. This is like their biggest. You know this one?
Oh, okay.
That's
them.
And
I thought that was like Papa Roach.
Oh no, you wish. They wish.
Yeah. It's very Papa Roachy.
It is quite. Yeah. But okay, well, good. So, I think
this might be my second favorite of all the ones you've given me.
After System?
System was top. I really enjoyed this one. And I was kind of like, it was like Marge. Now this I like. You know, it was like.
I was thinking, because I have a few others that are like a bit more rocky. And I was like, do you know what? There's something about this song when it comes on. I'm like, and I said it to Tony.
You know what it kind of scratches the itch on? Yeah. It's like, a like harder version of like Creed or something like that. That's like not quite grunge,
yeah.
Not quite metal, but something a little bit in between. And like Creed, yeah, Gretel. Yeah. And then Creed is a little bit lighter version of that particular flavor.
Yeah, that's a bit more like Wall of Soundy. You know what I mean? Like you've got one constant sort of, you know.
I enjoyed it.
Great. Yeah. Fucking yeah. So from now on, look, I'm only going to put the polls up on this is to the beloved patrons who get to, who up till now had voted on the song. First of all, apologies. It's not rap metal. But but that's the reason why I'm going to stop the polls, unless I think, okay, I'm torn here, because I want to.
Who are the other big rap metal bands? Linkin Park?
Linkin Park, but I knew you'd like that. Papa Roach. It's not that I want you to dislike it, but like I have no connection really with those. Yeah. You know what I mean? I need a connection. Okay.
Yeah,
great,
good, successful.
Well, on that note, Terry, shall we go right into
questions,
cues for that age? Okay, we're going to start with the patrons first. No offense to non-patrons out there, but
offense taken.
Okay, this one's from Joe Hall. Desert Island. What three movies, albums, meals, and possessions are you bringing with you?
Okay,
almost ceases to be a desert island at that point. If I'm bringing that much,
so albums,
yeah.
Probably gonna take Dark Side.
I also have Dark Side.
Probably gonna take Abbey Road.
Oh, okay.
And I'm probably gonna take Led Zeppelin 4.
Oh,
you know,
I like it.
Those are like three biggies for me.
I'm also taking Dark Side. I'm taking Pet Sounds. an enema of the state.
Oh.
Change the scenery, you know, change up the mood a little bit if I want something a bit more current, as in 27 years old.
Movies, was that on?
Yeah, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, There Will Be Blood, and...
Just like that, in the same breath, huh?
Oh, yeah, okay. And Die Hard.
Okay. Yeah. I have Goodfellas, Ghostbusters, maybe Castaway.
Yeah, I tell you.
Will they teach me something?
Yeah, maybe, I guess, if you're looking for that. Like, I'm not looking to leave.
I'm setting up shop here.
Yeah.
Meals? Do you know what? I honestly don't care about the meals. I would love the capacity to have lovely sandwiches on this island.
Pizza? That's what I had. A pizza?
Yeah, but how... Okay, so you get there, you eat the pizza.
And you have unlimited pizzas, right?
Okay, let's say you have unlimited. You have a freezer...
Meat feast pizzas.
Meat feast, yeah. Okay.
Bacon sandwiches.
Now you're fucking talking. What about just good old toast? Buttery toast? Is there actually... Here, answer me this. Genuinely. Is there anything that's more delicious than
What kind of bread and butter are you using?
Your favourite.
My favourite?
Yeah. So it's just been toasted, bit of brown, and the butter is whatever butter you like. And you put it on.
Yeah, maybe for a once off. You know,
but in terms of that hit, those like first three bites.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting that in taste here. Any Michelin star restaurant is not giving you
but
that satisfying.
The first bite of a bacon sandwich, man.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, my mouth is watering now. Like.
Bacon butties.
And I'll go with a pineapple log.
You won't be able to move for pineapples.
Pineapple log, though, Andy. I want the synthetic pineapple
I don't want the real
cream.
Shit.
I don't want the real stuff. I want the synthetic pineapple cream with a coating of chocolate on the outside.
What about possessions?
No, T-shirts. All my T-shirts I bring with me.
No one be there to say PTA.
I'd be able to know.
Like, help, the ship passing. It's like... It's not PTA. Yeah, you a fan? No. Oh, man, why did I wear this shirt?
More of a Tarantino, man. One day. My TV.
Okay, well, you're kind of setting up your own, slowly bringing your home to the side. My bed.
Yeah. Yeah, my bed.
Vinyl collection.
My big bed as well. There you go.
Actually, that's probably the best thing, really. The big bed.
You were talking about a pod that would shoot you to Mars. This is even better. Your own private island that you have all your stuff that you want there.
Yeah. But I was going to say, would you prefer to be in a pod on the way to Mars? If you're just looking to get away from everyone.
I don't like the idea of Mars. I never have.
What about the moon, then? Like the moon.
The moon could be good.
It takes a month to get to the moon in a pod. I think. Or, so you have the moon, but you have to be in full space gear and shit like that. Or, desert island.
But I can have my stuff that we just talked about?
Yes. Obviously desert island then.
I'm going desert island, because then I can swim in the ocean in the mornings.
That would be better. Better stay on Earth, probably, still.
Yeah. You know. Well, who knows in the next few years.
Best to stay somewhere where you're acclimatized to the atmosphere, to be honest.
You can breathe and not explode.
Fair point. Next, from Andrew, if there's a movie you haven't seen and there's a director's cut and a theatrical version available, which do you choose? I already know Andy's going to say the shortest one. I don't even want the full one. Just give me a 45-minute synopsis on YouTube. I just want some schlub telling me about the movie for 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's the worst
job
thing.
Done. No. I get the gist.
Yeah.
What about you?
I always go theatrical first.
Director's
and then
second.
Director second.
Okay.
Because I want to see what was put out there, and then I want to see, is anything, you know.
The extra.
Generally, I think the theatrical works best.
Yeah, I agree. Do you know why? Shorter. Because they can tell the story in shorter time, and there's less
fat. There's a few that, you know, like Blade Runner. There's been like fucking 10 versions of Blade Runner. And, you know, one of the director's cuts is better than the others, you know.
Right.
There's multiple. It's like the ultimate cut.
You know, really?
So it's like the voiceover was in the theatrical, but it's not in the director's cut, but, you know, all this stuff.
It's a different movie.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, so,
all right.
You know, I think generally theatrical first, then directors.
Okay.
Like, look at The Town earlier on there.
Yeah, we watched the fucking director's cut of that, didn't we?
We, keep me out of it. You watched the director's cut. You can hear us talk about it for the low, low fee of €5 a month over on the old Patreon there, part of our heist movie miniseries. €5 a month. Done.
Rob McAdams.
Rob!
This might start a civil war on the pod. Mr. Beast makes an offer to feature What's So Great About on his channel. Do you agree to it?
Has to be unanimous.
100%.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all about that money, baby.
Now we would instantly get a little bit of hate because you get like 200 million views a video. So, you know, you're eventually going to...
I got thick skin.
Yeah, I don't. But
I know.
Well, I'm not.
I know.
But I would 100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, especially if it's like... Yeah, 100%. Even if we get 1%. You know what I mean?
He said 10%.
That's life. It'll be life changing.
Yeah.
But you can't insult him on the next video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, just so you know, I don't agree with Mr. Beast or any of his...
for private. I don't mind selling out.
Okay, great.
For a few years.
You put on the face.
Yeah, I'll put on the Mr. Beast face.
Smiling at me with his dead eyes. Okay. Evan O'Donovan, what is your Mount Rushmore of Irish sports stars?
Have you got them?
I have Roy Keane, Katie Taylor, Brian O'Driscoll, George Best. Does that count?
Mm.
Do we count George Best?
He's not.
Depends on who you ask. It's a loaded question, but... I'm like not a... I'm not very good when it comes to
Irish sports stars.
Yeah.
I have... Sonia O'Sullivan.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Because, you know, she's incredible. You went BOD, did you?
Yeah. I don't know, because I've watched BOD. I haven't watched any of the other Sexton or any of the other...
Paul O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that big lug.
I'd go to war with him. When the revolution comes, I hope
he's
it is.
The first name I called him.
Yeah. And I actually had, I don't know, Katie Taylor is probably a better choice. It's Steve Collins.
Steve Collins? Oh, yeah.
You know.
The hypnotist boxer. Wasn't he?
Hypnotist?
Wasn't he? Didn't he have a fight? I specifically remember being a kid and Steve Collins said he was using some sort of hypnosis thing. He'd be using it in the fight.
Beat the brains out of Chris Eubank, you know?
I think it was Chris Eubank he was fighting and he said he was going to hypnotize him or something. Maybe that was just trash talk, as in like he'll be moving. So, but at the time I took it on face value of like, he's going to hypnotize him. Jesus Christ. All right. Next.
Yep.
Tony Kane. You get a call from your podcast husband to tell you he's accidentally killed a man. You need to assist in the disposal of the body. How do you proceed?
You go first.
May I?
Yeah.
Okay, so you call me. Okay.
I'm in big trouble. You gotta help me.
I'm like, okay, what happened? And then I say, actually, don't. Don't tell me. I'm going to go to a payphone. There's a payphone in Arklow.
call me back on this number.
Like, I'm going to call you back in 2 minutes. You're like, okay, fuck. Oh my God. Okay. Like, just relax. We're going to get through it.
I did something bad.
So I'm like, okay, is the body still in one piece? Okay, that's the first. I'm trying to literally think of how would I actually handle it if you called me, right? And I'd say, is the body in one piece? He'd say, yes. It was just an accident. It all happened so fast. I don't know. You said he hated PTA. So now I'd drive up to you and I'd be like, okay. I'm driving up to you. I'm telling you, okay, when I'm on the payphone, I'm telling you, get into your car and back it right up to the front door. All right.
He's in your house.
All right. For some reason, your family aren't in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
But this person is. I'm on the phone.
What was I doing?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. There's no time for questions. Then I say, bag up the body and put the car right.
I have to bag up the body.
Yeah, you killed him. Like, you bag it up.
The body.
I'm on my way to you. Just get it ready. Just put it in a fucking bag.
What bag? I don't have a body bag.
Okay, I'll get the bags in the shop and I'll bring it up to you. All right. I'll hold the bag.
These aren't big enough.
It's ripping.
It's like my shorts. Oh, it's the worst day ever.
Right. Then I bring you a change of clothes.
I have a rug. I have a nice rug in my house.
Actually, you have clothes. It's in your house. Yeah, a rug. Yeah. Roll them up in a rug. You change clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll worry about the clean up after we dispose of the body.
Okay.
Now I'm thinking, do we go mountain or sea? I don't want to get involved in that acid shit. You know, I wouldn't have the stomach for it. So I would say, put him in a bag or get a rope. Mm-hmm. Do you have rope?
I do not. I have a hose.
Perfect.
Eh?
No. That won't work. Well, either way, stuff them in a bag and stuff some rocks in the bag and fuck it into the sea.
Right? I've always been sea.
Yeah.
Sea Let washes away everything. What exactly. do I do with my car?
Well, he's in the bag, so the car is fine.
Okay.
Go back, and then we clean up your house, and we snap our phones. So for some reason, I think that would help.
It's all in the cloud, though.
Oh, shit, iCloud! And then I think...
I like your instinct with the payphone.
Yeah, just in case. You're like, well, you have a call at blah, blah, blah. What's that all about? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I would do it. How would you? What if I called you? What would you do?
I would be C. I generally am always like the body in the sea would always kind of go away. But it's like...
There's a lot of woods around. We could dig. But it's just less digging in the sea. Yeah. But you're on the risk of them popping back up.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know? So like we'd have to go for a bit of a drive first. Mm. Like not Arklow Bay. You know what I mean?
No.
We'd have to drive for a little bit.
Somewhere.
Wexford, mountains is not a bad shout, though. Like
Raheenlay Wind Farm.
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's where we take him, right? We open up the booth. The bag's moving. We're like, hit him with the shovel. So you have to...
Yo, fuck. He's moving.
Now, the question is, what if we open up the boot and then you just hear like... like
yeah, just do Joe Pesci.
We'd have to finish him off, but we don't have guns, so we'd have to be...
Bring a knife.
Yeah.
Bring a knife with us.
Okay. Would we know? Would we think of that at the time, though?
Yeah, I mean, if not, probably just hold his head down, you know, stop the breathing.
Choke him.
Choke him.
Well, one of us... Yeah, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think...
We'll just throw him in. Who cares?
I wouldn't have the stomach for cutting it up.
No, I wouldn't either.
Acid, I feel I would burn myself.
Yeah, we would.
The acid. Like, I'm too clumsy for that stuff.
Yeah.
And fire, you know.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Digging's fine. If you have a shovel and we're out in the middle of one of those woods or something, dig, chuck them in.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do you think you'd have killed
them? How do you think I would handle it?
Would you handle it? Would you be like...
I think I could be detached enough.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I would...
Fuck!
Never sleep again. Yeah. Never sleep again.
I feel like you would actually handle it on the surface better than me.
Yeah. And then I would slowly go insane.
Yeah. I seen Terry this week. Like, he's not doing good.
Yeah. You know? It'd be worse if I was doing good. He looks great.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Right, next. Thomas Sutton. Who was your number one crush growing up? Could be musician, actress, or celebrity. No private citizens. You want to get sued? I've already got.
I know who yours is.
I've got
three. Can I guess yours?
Yeah, go on.
Cameron Diaz in The Mask.
Correct.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
First movie role.
Yeah.
How mental is that?
Incredible.
Before that, I was a fan of the girl in My Girl.
Oh, yeah. She's in Veep.
And a Chlumsky. Chlumsky.
Yeah, she's in Veep.
I really liked her when I was of similar age. And, of course, Supergirl.
You and Supergirl.
And Stinkfest, that was the
starring,
movie.
Starring Griffin Dunne and...
Peter O'Toole.
Yeah, and who's the woman in it?
I don't know, but I didn't like her.
Yeah.
She
tried to steal Supergirl's boyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah. For me...
How about you?
It was always Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany Ann Thiessen.
Yeah.
Was like number one.
She was great.
With a bullet.
Kimberly from the Gladiators, that was another one. Well, not Gladiators. Power Rangers, I mean.
Oh, Power Rangers. But then...
There was a Kimberly in Gladiators. Oh,
it wasn't Kimberly. Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about... I mean, you know, we shouldn't have been watching it. Probably like...
What?
Just like the women in spandex.
Gladiators?
Yeah.
That was fine. They weren't... Yeah, but see, the difference is that they were proper just like...
Yeah.
Muscly posing. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like, here's my ass.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Like everything is now. It was just... They just happened. It wasn't revealing. There wasn't cleavage. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
They got a little bit of cleavage.
Was there?
Yeah, I mean,
jet maybe.
Those boobs were like tied in there.
But it wasn't like mental like it is now. It wasn't like, Jesus, look at her.
Check out the fun bags on that hose hound.
Let's work out. talking about Wolf. Okay, couple more quick fire ones, right?
Yes.
Excuse me. Let me just get my Instagram up. Thank you very much, patrons, for those wonderful questions. Okay, quickly. If you could change any Oscar win, what would it be?
Goodfellas over Dance with Wolves, Best Picture. Yeah, I know, right?
What a joke. What was your biggest...
Which I love Costner.
What was your biggest disagreement you guys have had, Liverpool versus Man U aside? I had to think about this. I don't recall us really having any disagreements.
Not
barring,
really.
Like, you know, in the shop or something, like, work-related or, you
but, like,
know?
Even that was
But
never.
It was never, like, more than a second or something, no. You know what I mean?
We never really got thick with each other.
No.
Ever, like.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah,
we really don't argue. We're two very level-headed men. We're just innocent men.
Liverpool, Man United, even at that point, you know, it's always more jokey.
And it's more focused on the team. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's not like, you fucking idiot supporting them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like
anytime we watch the match together, it's always been like a Liverpool 3-0 win or something. I'm like, oh, no.
Except, of course, for the Gerrard slip. I had the fortune of being around you for that.
Ah, that was good.
He slipped and you grabbed me by both shoulders as Demba Ba's running. You're like, oh! I was like, no. I was also with you at the Karius blunder fest that was the Champions League final.
Again, there wasn't, you know.
But yeah, nothing like, shut up, will you? He's trying his best.
I'm trying to think. No, it's always in jest, even. Like, I'm trying to think, like, you know, over McGregor or over, like,
but it's
music or something. It's not like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're being a fucking tick now. You're really pissing me off. There's never been that.
Yeah.
You know, where...
Yeah, exactly.
I have had that with other friends. And they're like, come on.
It's kind of... The worst I think it would ever get is you might just silently think, well, that maybe was a bit harsh. You know, or something like that.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. All right, next up. Does Terry realistically think Man United can win a league or the CL before he turns 50?
In 11 years? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
11 years. I think so. Bad times now, but I have faith in Amorim.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, he just needs to clear everyone out.
100%, you know.
But those cost-saving measures that you guys are doing.
I looked at the Athletic posted a thing today. 2011, guess how many employees Man United had?
1,000?
600.
Oh, wow.
It's doubled. It's 1,200 now this year. It's doubled in 14 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Isn't that mental?
It is mental. And chances are a lot of them could have been.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's like, oh, he's ripping the heart and soul out of the club. I'm like,
I seen your
man
talking.
Looking at him like, what the fuck's going on in this place? Like,
yeah, I seen the thing on TalkSport. Do you know your man Simon Jordan?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
I go back and forth.
I do too. Yeah. Where he was talking about it and he's like, chances are they've done bugger all, and you know, all this, you know, you might come in and say, what is going on here? So it's the only counter argument that I've seen to, like, you know,
they're like, oh, it's not the dinner lady's fault or whatever.
Yeah,
I know, but like, there's 12 dinner ladies, maybe there should only be 6.
Yeah.
You know, or
exactly. You know, no more free lunches. Put that banana down.
Soup and a sandwich is all you get out of Big Jim now.
We're running a soup kitchen here.
I didn't get rich by signing a bunch of checks.
Can you please put the full video pod on YouTube? That's from Luke. Luke, you know what? We can, but the editing software that chops it up is quite expensive. And otherwise, it would take me about 4 hours per pod to do it. And I just don't have that kind of time.
This is a part-time profession of ours that we love very much.
Sign up to the Patreon. There's about another 10 video pods waiting for you. But
there you go.
Perhaps with time we will. But at the minute, unfortunately, that's all there is. But thank you very much for the question. What other podcasts do you guys listen to?
I'll let you go first.
I don't really. Wow. I listen to Football Clichés. Yeah. And
I've actually stopped listening to that.
And I kind of only scan it now for a good sketch idea or something. Now I'm like, I wait till I hear a bit of audio of commentary. I'm like, oh, is that lip sync worthy? But I've been lately going back through all the XFM radio show catalog, the Carl Pilkington, Ricky Gervais, all that sort of stuff, which is very good. But nothing really every week that I'm like, oh, I gotta listen to that.
I have a few...
excuse me.
I have a few weekly ones I listen to. I'm very ringer pilled at the moment.
Right.
So Big Picture, I listen to with my man Sean Fennessy.
Fake name.
How dare you, sir? I listen to The Watch, which is like... So Big Picture is their movie one. The Watch is a like TV show. They do like twice weekly episodes. Right. All good content. They're very good at their job.
Right.
And then Prestige TV is they will pick a show and like recap the episode every week. So yeah. At the moment they're doing The White Lotus and they're doing Severance. So, you know.
Okay.
I
sense a theme for these.
Yeah, I mean, I watch the episode and then I listen to the podcast and I'm like, I was thinking that, or, you know, I'm nodding along.
That's what we hope you viewers do at home, particularly on Patreon.
Of course, Blank Check is my beloved. there, I'm trying to think what else.
What's your favorite one? Like, what's your one where you're like, oh, today is blank day?
Sunday is Blank Check Day, which is always good. Big Picture and The Watch are like Monday, Tuesday. So those are kind of big three. Like, I do like there's a great podcast that I listen to, the Attitude Era podcast.
Oh yeah,
but their episodes are so sporadic.
Right, it's not weekly.
It's so I don't know. I don't know what their schedule is. Yeah,
keep it consistent.
They have their weekly one for their Patreon. So if you're signed up to the Patreon, they're doing all the old SmackDown episodes and stuff like that. And they've like tons of other ones.
That's actually quite a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, but their main feed ones, it could be months between episodes.
All right,
and so they do a certain like they're doing the DX reunion.
Yeah,
so they do the monthly pay per views of that. But it could be like, you know, Royal Rumble is September and then December is the next one.
Right,
and I'm like, well, I don't know when it's just when it pops up in my feed, I'm like, oh great. Listen to that. That's 3 hours of the lads cracking wise and I get to go and watch the old pay-per-view as well.
Okay, next one. Favorite 90s band.
I know yours is probably Blink, right?
Yeah, Blink, Oasis, they'd probably be the two in terms of bands.
Yeah, I mean,
I was big into Alanis Morissette back in the day.
Divine Comedy would probably be there, but like I kind of almost got into them more in the 2000s than, you know, and
90s band. Blur, maybe you could say.
Blur would be there for me, you know. Again, I got into them a little bit more as I got older.
I quite liked Bon Jovi in the 90s.
Did you?
Yeah.
When they got
back? I just kind of discovered them, you know, like Always. And
Okay, so like earlier, so 80s Bon Jovi in the 90s. Like,
kind of, you know.
Because I had a friend who
was big into Meatloaf, like Bad Out of Hell 2 came out in like 91, 92 or something like that. It's not a band, but that was what got me into Meatloaf was Bad Out of Hell 2.
Let me do a quick, I'm trying to think what I was listening to in the 90s, like.
Now that's what I call music 25.
Chili Peppers would probably be up there as well. Like I'm a big Chili Peppers guy.
You're a Chili Willie?
I sure am. looking at it like maybe R.E.M. as well. Like, you know, R.E.M.
Do you know, I was
constant.
I only for the first time in my life, it's funny you say that, yesterday for the first time in my life, I specifically went on Spotify to listen to several R.E.M. songs.
Hit me.
I kept thinking, it's all the big ones, but I was kind of, I kept thinking, like, is that a massive blind spot? Because every time I hear them, I love R.E.M.
They're like U2, you know, R.E.M. are like big 80s, 90s stadium
90s,
rock bands, like, you know.
I was like,
they're incredible live. Like, they're really good.
I'd say so. Like, I love Michael Stipe, and, like, because Lose My Religion came on, and then I went to Night Swimming, End of the World. There was one other one as well, a really good one. Man on the Moon, something like that, like the big ones. But I was kind of like, after that five, I was kind of like, actually, I think I'm good. You know,
I'll send you on a few R.E.M. ones that like are a little bit different. Automatic for the People is really good. Like, that's a really good album.
Those two, there was
Drive is a class song. Like, really, like, it's different, and like, you know, Strange Frequencies is also really nice.
Dude,
like, you would know that you probably heard them throughout your lifetime.
Let's start a Garbage Control 3.0, right?
Just R.E.M.
But we should start a shared playlist, but just have certain criteria.
Well, the criteria for the first one for Garbage Patrol was
songs you haven't heard.
Yeah, or you stumbled across. And
can we make a Garbage Patrol 3.0?
Right.
Specifically of songs that we have heard, but we just mightn't have heard in a while.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Fine. Whatever.
And then Garbage Patrol 2.0 can
2.0 is just discovery. My little fiefdom now is, that man. I yeah, add yeah. to it and I enjoy listening to it.
Do you even listen to my ones on that anymore?
I skip a lot of them. Although some of them are okay, but then Faye's like, you put this on? I'm like, no.
Of course not.
Whereas we put on Garbage, the old Garbage Patrol. Yeah. And like Faye, and then it was like, time to play the game, Faye. Who put this on? Yeah. You're Cantwell. And she's like, well, that's Cantwell. I'm like, you got it.
Even I'm still like, every time we'd be at like a games night or something and then Garbage Trolls on, I'm like, this me or you?
Yeah. Every That's time. You, forehead.
All right, we have one more. Okay. I may as well get it and then before we wrap it up. As obviously big football fans, are either of you into the League of Ireland at all? If not, why? I don't care for that. I don't care for the tone.
He knows the answer. We never talk about it. I'd be lying if I said I was into it. I cast my eye on the scores and stuff like that.
I keep a secondhand eye on Shells because Andy's a Shells fan.
You know, I was Shells when I was younger. I went to see them. Went to see them play in the Europa, the UEFA Cup.
Yeah.
Back in the day, down in Talca. They lost.
See, the thing is, I find with League of Ireland, like, neither of my parents were like huge into football or anything like that. And I only got into Liverpool because my cousins were kind of into them and stuff like that. I kind of feel like, maybe I'm dead wrong, but like, to start it as a kid, you really, if one of your parents is big into football, and they'll take you. Like, all the people I know who go to League of Ireland, or most of them, either went with their dad or they take their kid, or it's a thing that they do. Whereas I never really had that. I liked Liverpool. They were, you know, whatever.
I think for me, it was like, I, you know, my dad knew I always wanted to go see Man United.
Yeah.
But like at the time, it was like,
League of Ireland wasn't even what it is.
But it was like, it's so expensive to go see Man United at the time. Like my dad went, he got to go see them because he got like tickets to like a corporate box.
Yeah.
And I was so jealous. Nice. So yeah, he was doing like, I don't know how he'd done a fucking carpet. He was a carpet fitter. So he'd like fit some carpet for some guy. And he was like, oh, I have tickets for it if you want to. And he was like,
that was such a lucrative.
But it was him and another guy he worked with went over. And like he came back, he brought me like, remember the blue and white United jersey and had all the like old names on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Brought me like Andy Cole, 17.
Nice.
And he got that in the club shop.
You're like, yes.
But in lieu of bringing me to Man United, he would bring me to Shells every once in a while or whatever. Or like Man United came to play Shells in a pre-season friendly. And like when we were leaving, no, it was Middlesbrough, sorry.
Yeah.
I came to see them and it was like we were leaving. Like Gary Walsh used to play for Man United, was in goal. And we're walking around the back and like he just made like a good save and like, but he hit the fucking deck after it. Like you just hear the thud and the mud and he's like, fucking hell. Good memory.
Great day. Yeah, I did actually Liverpool play UCD or something back in the day, but no real memory.
Last year I was keeping an eye on Shells and like somehow they won the league considering, I remember talking to Andy and they're like run of fixtures. I'm like, they haven't won a game in like six and they're still top of the league. He's like, I know.
Nobody wants to
win. But he was saying when they won, when they won the league, he was up at the match. Like, he was up, he got the bus up to Derry and he said it was on the pitch. He said it was an incredible field.
Great.
And I was like, geez, you know,
that's commitment, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's very committed.
And then he's like, he was on one of the buses. The other bus broke down and caught on fire. He's like, Jesus. I was delighted to be on the right bus. Like,
well, look. On that note, we're going to wrap it up here. But folks, thanks so much for the questions. Honestly, when we first started doing Q&As, we'd get a couple of questions. And now we really get so many that we can't even...
Yeah, we got to cut it down. Like.
So thank you very much and really appreciate it. We'll do another one probably either end of March or start of April.
I think we're going to try and keep it like monthly, six-weekly, something like that. Like.
So thanks again if you want... To hear more, check out the Patreon. The link is in our Instagram bio. That's at What's So Great About Pod. You'll find links to everything we do there, including movie reviews, including merch, and of course a link to the Patreon itself, where we have a bunch of other miniseries. We're just finishing our heist movie miniseries. We're going to talk about Heat. Finally, I hadn't seen it. I watched it during the week. We're going to talk about it. And,
it's a biggie, totemic, you might say.
Yes, and so there's a bunch of stuff there. About 150, 200 extra episodes and a bunch of other shit.
Mm. Now, if you can't afford to pay the €5 a month.
Here we go.
Well, you can do me one more better. Now, Andy,
yeah.
Did you know that Timothée Chalamet has won one award throughout this award season? But I don't want a one-star review. I want a five-star review.
That's me blasting.
You should have had five awards.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
There we go. Yeah. There he is.
Five-star review, please, folks. Really helps grow the podcast and, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend and say, hey, I'm listening to this great podcast. Here, I've got that sound you've been looking for.
Have a listen to this.
Hey, Bill, it's your cousin, Rodney Simmons. I got this sound you're looking
listen
for.
I want a five-star review. Sign me up.
Thank you know, share the podcast really helps grow things for us here. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, actually do it though. You know, yeah, I say it every week. And
no, some people do. Yeah, you know.
Delphine, we love you, boy. Yeah. Everyone else, you learn a lot.
Why don't you like Edison as much as her, right? Yeah. I want to say a big thanks though before we sign off to Neil Murray, who does our wonderful theme song. You can get him over on the socials, Instagram, and Neil Murray Music, or Double PE Music is the name of his rockin' band. We're big fans. He's a great musician and even better. Friend.
He said it.
And until next time, guys.
Goodbye. Well, now
we've got a really big shoe.
We call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about. Boom, 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 boom. No,
no. What was that?
The bag. Bad Touch.
Ah, okay.
Sweat, beaten, sweat, beaten, sexes and dicks is trapped me.
They were everywhere you want to be.
Hey,
huh?
Hooray for Boobies. It was a good album. No cap.
All right.
No cap.
Grandpa.
Ah, okay.
Sure it was, Grandpa.
Hooray for Boobies.
You still okay? You still okay for like a 7 o'clock-ish exit?
Yeah.
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 Got a lot to say.
Oh, me too.
And a lot of time.
Okay, how about...
Let's try to get this in like 45 to 50.
Yeah, let's
and then,
try
and... then do like a 50...
At 6 o'clock, I'll give you a 10-minute warning.
Perfect, yeah.
And then we'll start the Patreon at 6:10 and we finish by 7. Yeah.
So probably like 7:10, let's be honest.
Yeah. Or 6:50.
Who are we talking to? Hey, who are we talking to? All right.
All right. Yours recording? Is there a red thing at the top?
There's a red thing at this one, but at the JVC, I don't see no red. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at, sorry, see the way there's a red one on the Canon?
Yeah, that's my cam. The good camera is on mine. You have the good background. I have a good camera.
Okay, the lower quality, the better for me at the moment,
yeah,
my friend.
I could do with that myself.
Lower definition. Low def.